Hello, everybody. Now, we are first going to focus on being overweight and obese. And it says the studies are scary. The increase of obesity and people being overweight in this country. It says, late as the 50s and 60s, men typically weighed in at 150 to 165 pounds, and women were in 110 to 115 pounds. He said, overweight was something that was measured by a few pounds, but obesity is rare. It says, not so today. Says today it's completely changed. The U.S. National Center for Health says that 69% of Americans over 20, more than 2 out of 3 are overweight, including 34% are obese. Said, how much has the weight shifted? Since 1960, the average American male weighed about 166.3 pounds. Yet this is the average weight for the American women now, representing an 18.5% increase. Meanwhile, for men, the average weight has increased to 195.5 pounds, a gain of almost 30 pounds, or 17.6%. And it says America is listed as one of the top 10 obese countries in the world. It said, what's next is even more eye-raising. It says, it's not necessarily, yes, people eat too much in America, but it feels that these studies show it's really due to lack of physical activity. Some of these studies have shown that calorie intake have stayed the same. So the other factor that's not staying is people are being less active. And it says that going forward, that even, I'm not going to say all the studies in depth, but it says a few studies that even small activities could help decrease the risk of all these diseases that we spent time discussing. That actually found that doing exercise that burned just 90 to 110 calories a day, the equivalent of a daily 20-minute brisk walk, was enough to move an individual from the inactive to a moderately inactive group and reduce their risk of early death by 16 to 30%. Obviously, it's very important. And then we'll end with a quote from Professor Steve Blair that comes up a lot of things we've talked about, inactivity and getting off the chair. I mean, he says the main message in all this research is that a sedentary lifestyle increases the risk of chronic diseases, diabetes, and some forms of cancer, not to mention a likelihood of suffering a heart attack. Inversely, the message is that physical activity reduces those same risks, and that sedentary people carry twice as much mortality risk than those who lead active lives. Low fitness is one of the strongest predictors for those of common and chronic diseases. Based on this and other research about longevity, we can say with complete certainty that people who are physically active live longer than those who aren't. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening.